The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
What's it been, Stu? 2 years that I saw that article on salt, because I brought it up because my wife is like,
can you bring it? You using all that salt? Why you're gonna kill yourself using all that salt?
And the study came out that salt does nothing to you.
Yep.
Nothing. It doesn't raise your blood pressure. It doesn't cause heart attacks. It doesn't. It's not harmful to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that study is wrong.
And so in June last year, the FDA still issued proposed guidelines to the food industry to reduce the amount of sodium in prepared foods. Mm-hmm. The agency noting the average American eats about 3,400 milligrams of sodium a day. That is a lot. That seems
it's
like
really
a lot,
not because
right?
basically the amount of sodium in 1 teaspoon of salt.
Oh, is that all that is?
1 teaspoon.
Wow. And they wanted to cut back to 2,300 milligrams.
Right.
So 1,100 milligrams. So like maybe a two-thirds of a teaspoon?
Yeah. They would cut it back by a third, basically.
So here's the problem. Evidence continues to be gathered, and it has been being gathered for years, that government's salt consumption guidelines might well kill more people than they save.
Is that a problem? No, you're saying that's a problem.
Only if you want less people to die.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I don't know if the government's on that bandwagon at this point.
The research does suggest that some subset of Americans may be sensitive to salt and would benefit from consuming less. Among these folks, with ancestors from sub-Saharan Africa, which I don't have. So the salt intake is not an issue for me. But for most people, the risk lies elsewhere. There have been more than 24 relevant studies published by the American Journal of Hypertension and concluded that risk of death appeared to be lowest among individuals consuming between 2,565 milligrams and 4,796 milligrams.
Yeah, which is considerably more than the average American eats, and that's the best range. Now, the interesting part about that is they found higher death rates with lower salt intakes.
Yeah, when you go lower than 2,565, right?
Yeah, I think it was, 2,565.
Yeah.
And so the rates went up. So obviously the indication there is not that more salt is killing people. The other side of it is they did find higher death rates than, so the middle ground was the best place to live as far as death rates went.
What a weird thing that moderation.
Moderation in all
would
things,
be good.
Right? Yeah. Hmm. Now, if you will go extreme and have tons of salt, the rate does increase. However, you have to take into account what that person is doing, which is likely eating a lot more food than they're supposed to be eating. It's not like they're eating broccoli and then dumping so much salt on it that they wind up dying. It's that they're eating lots of food that is heavy in salt, which might be fast food, which might be all mm-hmm. sorts of crazy snacks and everything else.
A lot of frozen foods.
Frozen foods very high in sodium at times. But the point is, if you go crazy and you eat lots of anything, you're going to get more salt and go over these limits.
Mm-hmm.
And that does do harm. But no, it's worse or at least as bad to cut salt out of your diet, at least as far as these studies go. The best science indicates basically there's not really much of an impact either way. There are other factors that wind up.
You just eat a normal amount of salt.
Yeah.
You know, you put salt
everything
on your corn on the cob, perhaps.
I mean, everything in moderation. That's I've lived my life.
A little salt on your steak. Mm-hmm. Pretty much I don't add salt to anything but, like corn on the cob. Mm-hmm. And we don't have it that much.
This is kind of like your vegetarian thing. Where you're going to start losing like 55. It's serious.
Things. This is more real than my vegetarian thing. And steak. I don't do it on roast. I don't do it on any other kind of meat. It's just steak.
Popcorn or chips?
No, I don't. I almost never eat popcorn. I don't like it that much.
No. I will add salt on things. I don't dump it on, but that's not because I'm afraid of the health consequence. It's because I just, salt after a while, it's too much. Mm-hmm. Like I don't, somehow our bodies are designed in a way to like about the right amount of salt. Isn't that weird?
It is.
Isn't that weird how that happens?
Yeah.
Right about the right amount of salt is kind of what we like.
Amazing.
I wish that factored in on every single food-related topic. Because
that's why I was saying moderation, Stu.
You're kind of the spokesperson for moderation.
Moderation, that's what I was saying. I mean,
you are. I go so far as to say you are moderation.
Thank you. Jeffy.
If you go to moderation.com, it just redirects to Jeffy's Facebook page. That's my understanding of how.
All right.